Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby. Here we go.
I am your host, Chris S. Fleming, and tonight we will be drinking beer, sipping soda, and whacking off to 8 Windows Events that's pouring. There will be absolutely no entertainment for you motherfuckers tonight. God damn it. What the fuck is wrong with this shit? Let me try refreshing this page, because it's just pissing me off. Yes, your host is indeed not happy tonight because we are having some technical difficulties. And we only have 30 minutes on the air tonight. Shit. Does anybody think we should extend to an hour from now on? Probably be a good idea, wouldn't it? Anyway. God damn it. That's my call. Go ahead, you're on the smarts list.
Hey.
Who the fuck is this?
You know who I am. But anyways, this is Rainy, everybody who doesn't know me. Yes, I don't have adorkable stuff, so, yeah. So I hear that you're not doing so well tonight on the show.
Where's all my music?
Yeah, boo-hoo.
Where'd the music go?
But yeah,
you motherfuckers,
I agree.
Are killing
Maybe
my mojo.
We should extend to an hour, but I don't know.
Yeah, we should extend to an hour. It'd give you more time to whack off to Cody Rhodes.
Oh, and I also have something to say. I want to give my condolences to Lorraine's family. Her brother passed away today.
My gosh.
Yeah. So my prayers go out to her.
Well, in a more serious moment, people, let's take the next minute to hang on, because I got to pull out my stopwatch. We are going to have a moment of silence. All right, in 3, 2, 1. All right, then we are back. And our hearts and our condolences go out to Lorraine and her family through this tough time. And with that being said, that was my serious moment, my serious minute. Now, I think it's about time to get back into my unserious mode.
Yeah.
So, like I was saying, where is all my music? Do I gotta make my own music? Is that what I gotta do? You want me to play this? Is this what everybody wants me to play? You want me to play this shit? Where is all my music? Or maybe that's not what everybody wants to hear. Maybe they want to hear this.
Yeah, after the night, don't leave the girl around me to play it for real. That's my nigga for real.
Fuck it. Who gives a shit what you people want to hear? Now, tonight we will be discussing the ins and outs of professional wrestling, and I will be firstly and foremost, since he doesn't have the balls, calling to give a shout out to one Mr. Clinton Yuba. Mr. Clinton Yuba, will you pull your head out of your ass, please, and stop thinking you know the wrestling business a little better than the workers, because you do not. You are a sad, strange little boy who thinks he can run a thinks just because he wears a wrestling T-shirt and has an action figure and plays the video games and watches the shows and probably whacks off tall divas that he can tell Missing Man how to run his business. How old are you? 19? 20? You never had an experience of ever running a business in your life? Have you ever even contributed to the wrestling business? Have you ever helped put down a ring? Have you ever trained to be in a ring? Have you ever worked a wrestling event? Have you ever paid any kind of dues? No? Okay. Now, like I was saying, take your mouth, titty out your mouth, get your own balls out of your mouth, get off your own dick. Rise above Cena. No. You said rise above Cena. I saw it today. Rise above Cena. Okay, I get it. How about this? Rise above Clinton. You know what? You know why I say rise above Clinton? Rise above Clinton. You know, matter of fact, we don't even need to rise above Clinton. We already are above Clinton. It's not that hard to rise above a rock. Okay? And you know, rocks aren't smart. I'm not talking about the rock. I'm talking about a rock. Because the rock has more balls than this dumb fuck. Did somebody send me an IM?
I don't know. I didn't.
I know you didn't. You don't have the time to. And I don't really feel like talking about any specific subjects tonight other than the fact that Daniel Bryan did have neck surgery today. Now, whether or not it was a success, we do not know. But all we know that is he will not be able to go on the WWE's European tour, and he will not be able to hold on to the WWE World Heavyweight title because he is out with an injury. So he is still over here in the States with us while all the rest of the guys are over in Europe, as well as I'm sure Brie Bella's with him too, because I'm pretty sure she didn't want to go over there without him. And it is her husband, so. Yep.
And I heard it was successful too.
It was what?
Successful, the surgery.
Okay, according to Rainey's nosy ass, it was successful.
Oh, yeah.
So, Daniel Bryan, get well soon. Can't wait to see you back. Hopefully you'll be back soon. Take care of yourself. Don't rush yourself. IWC, shut the fuck up. He doesn't like you. He doesn't give a shit about you. All right. Stop jacking off.
Who was the one that, okay, hold on a minute. There was somebody on your wall earlier this morning posted something about a Cena fan or a Cena hater or something. What was that about?
That was our trail. The guy who runs this. He's the part owner of
WFSO
Radio.
The other guy.
Oh, the other guy. I don't know. He's a nobody, but I'm going to go see who he is anyway, because I don't remember his name, but it's not like I need to remember his name anyway. He's not important. Scrolling. Waiting. Hurry. Come on, you piece of shit. Oh, and on off subject for a little bit, Justin Bieber and Michael Jackson will be collaborating on a song together. Justin Bieber haters drink bleach. Michael Jackson haters drink more bleach. This is a great thing, and a great thing for Justin Bieber. And he can add it to his long list of accomplishments. And he can say that he collaborated with the King of Pop. Just like Justin Timberlake can say he collaborated with the King of Pop, because he made a song with him when he was dead. So don't sit there and say, oh, well, Michael Jackson's dead, so it doesn't count, because Justin Timberlake made a song with Michael Jackson and when he's dead, and it's on the new record right now, so shut the fuck up. Stop getting excited over every little bad thing that happens to Justin Bieber, okay, because it makes you feel better about your miserable life. I'm talking to every last person on here. I don't give a fuck if I'm your friend or not. I'm not talking as your friend. I'm talking as a real person. Now, put that small rant out of the way. I'm not here to rant on Justin Bieber haters, because you guys are morons. Where is that shit? Okay, I'm going to scroll. I'm scrolling down for it, but first, let me take a selfie.
I thought you were going to play that song tonight.
It's my ass.
No.
I'd rather play the sound of Snooki getting shanked with a knife. Here it is.
Ouch.
Yes, ouch. Let's listen to this. Something for you to talk about tonight, according to AJ. Okay, here we go. John Cena sucks, and no, I'm not hating, I'm just saying facts. Fact one, Cena would not have never made it in the 90s. Fact two, he really have no skills in the ring. Fact three, he have no classic matches to his name. I mean, none at all. Let's go. Okay. And this guy has, according to Artrell, tried to make it in the wrestling business, but he failed. I wonder why. Okay, you want some facts? You gave me three facts? I'm going to give you three facts, know-it-all. Fact one. Moves and backflips do not sell tickets. Whether you love John Cena or hate him, you are constantly reacting to him, and you will either pay to see him or pay to see him get his ass kicked. Love him or hate him, you are still talking about him, and you are still emotionally invested into him. That is why he is on top. And that is all that matters. That is how it works. Fact number three. You just plain don't know shit about wrestling. Oh, here's a fourth fact. I wonder how you failed in the wrestling business. How come you didn't succeed in the wrestling business? Probably one of the reasons you didn't succeed in the wrestling business when you tried to get into it is because you have no personality. You tried to go based on moves, backflips, submissions, and holds. That does not sell tickets, son. And yes, I'm calling you son because you're acting like a child. That does not sell tickets. Because once, say you made it to the WWE one day, and you say to them, oh, I have a bunch of cool moves. I can do a submission. I can do a drop kick. I can do spots. And Vince is going to look at you and say, okay, that's cool. But what else can you do? What else do you have to offer? What about you is going to make our audience pay to see you or make them pay to see you get your ass handed to you? What about you is going to put asses in every single one of those arena seats? Am I wrong? Of course I'm not, because I'm a logical guy, so shut up. I'm sorry, did that make you mad? Did that make anybody mad? Oh, look at this. He's bench pressing in his picture. He must think he's Mr. Tough Guy, right? He's nothing but a failed experiment that his parents should have given up on a long time ago. anyway. And until you actually develop a logical opinion, Mr. D'Angelo Nash, I don't give a shit what you have to say. And I don't give a fuck if this gets back to you. You can listen to it and replay it to your friends all you want to. I don't give a fuck. I don't pull no punches, and I tell it like it is. Now, if you want to know, if you want to learn how to be successful in the wrestling business, okay, fine. You got the moves. Now, here's the second part, and probably the hardest part. Develop a personality. When you develop a personality and start having the and stop having the charisma of a dead bird, then you'll get somewhere. All right? Piss hand. And there will be no commercial break tonight because I have no music to play. This totally sucks.
Yeah, we figured that.
Who the fuck is we?
Well, I guess everyone's listening because you already said that before.
Who the hell is listening? Is anybody listening? Anybody listening? Okay, if anybody is listening, then you can call in to be a guest at the number 646-915-9644. Again, let me slow it down. Let me dumb it down for all of you who do not get that. Let me dumb it down for all the dumbasses. That's 646-915-9644. This is the Smarts List on Blog Talk Radio, and no, I am not going to commercial break, so do not pull your pants down and jack off yet.
Hey, I have something to ask you.
What do you want to ask?
If you could see Roddy Piper manage anybody in WWE right now, who would it be?
Who could I see Roddy Piper managing?
What?
It would have to be... It would probably have to be Sheamus.
Okay, because people
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm just thinking about that. Thinking about that off the top of my head. I've never really thought about that.
Because
I got bigger things.
Because some people was like, whenever the Shield breaks up, he could manage Dean. But I'm not too sure about that. So I'm like, I don't know.
Don't take the internet wrestling fans' word for it.
I know. I'm not. I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, a dead bull.
What?
Nothing.
Did you just say dead bull?
Dead bull gives you crabs.
Alrighty. Let's see. I saw that she was watching The Legends House earlier.
Yeah. Actually, it was a nice ass. But the difference is, I don't have fantasies about her. Wink.
Like what?
I'm not suffering from obsessive compulsive attraction disorder, sweetie.
Yeah, well, I'm not either.
Sure. Obsessive compulsive attraction disorder. That sounds like a lot of you Randy Orton fangirls out there, doesn't it? Like, he's, like, so sexy, isn't he? He's so fucking hot. I mean, I, like, so do him. I'm sure he'd do all of you, too, if he didn't have crabs. But anyway.
Feedback there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I went there. Shit. Now, I want to take this time to also plug my Twitter page. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Fleming at XChrisFX. Once again, that is XChrisFX, Chris Fleming. My picture is black and white with no pupils, you bastards.
Oh, if you only like heels, don't follow him because he'll block you.
What? Oh,
I
yeah.
Said...
No. Let me rephrase that, because Randy is making it sound like I don't particularly like – she's basically making it – sorry, but you're making it sound like I think I'm right and everybody else is wrong. But let me say this. If you are an idiot, if you are an illogical, biased, stupid, lopsided moron like the dumbass that I had trying to follow me yesterday, don't bother trying to talk to me because I don't give a shit what you have to say, and I don't have time for people like you.
Alrighty.
Nah, I already hate wrestling fans enough as it is, but you guys are the ones, you guys are the people that make me hate wrestling fans. Yes, I said it. I hate wrestling fans. There's a few that I talk to like the fucking girl that's on the other side of this line right now. But I barely even talk to you guys. Well, not you. But the rest of you I don't care about at all. I barely even tolerate the ones that I do talk to.
That's true.
But I can tolerate them more than I can tolerate the rest of you. Yeah, because I have a short fuse. Okay. A very short fuse. Now, the main thing, I tweeted this over Twitter yesterday. To all wrestling fans, if you need to ask me why I hate you guys, you're a part of the problem. You're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. And since you're asking me questions like that, you're part of the problem. Now, anyway. Oh, no, that's just my Facebook. What else has happened this week? Let's go ahead and talk about, right quick, the WWE's WrestleMania Revenge Tour that they are currently on right now. It looks like that they are having a great time over in Europe because Stephanie posted some pictures over in Rome. They just came off a great show in Glasgow last night. And this coming Monday, they will be on their way to London, England's O2 Arena. Does anybody know of that building? You ever heard of that building? You ever seen that building? No? Research it. It's the very last place that Michael Jackson was supposed to perform before he passed away. That arena is very special to me, and I'm sure very special to a lot of performers. Some of the greatest have played in that arena. That is like London, England's Madison Square Garden right there. Stop jacking off. Listen to me jack off. All right? I'm not talking about you. You don't have a dick. And no, I'm not trying to be heel. I'm not even trying to be babyface, you dumbasses. You know why? Because I'm not getting paid for it. Unless I'm getting paid to be a character, I am not going to try to be a character. My character that I'm pretty much playing right now is myself.
What kind of character?
I'm a logical
play?
Wrestler. Okay. What? What kind of what? What? Huh?
I said, what kind of character would you play if you could?
You ever seen the movie Blade?
Yes.
You ever seen Wesley Snipes?
Yes.
That kind of character.
Okay.
He can be a heel and he can be a face. He can be either one. What the fuck is that, a snake? Oh. Of course it is. Wish I had a snake. Now, does anybody want to call into the show? Oh, wait, let's see. Somebody's calling into the show. We've been on 3 minutes. Sorry about that. Dolly, you are on the smarts list. Please state your name and where you are from. And if you are Clinton, I will rip your head off.
This is Clinton Uba, and I'm a dumb smart.
You got
like
12
CM
seconds
Punk.
Before I hang up on your face.
I like CM Punk, and I think he's the best in the world.
Uh-huh. Really? Do you know CM Punk hates you?
Yeah. He's my idol. I do that. It's the same thing he does. I arrive, bitch, repeat, and leave.
But the difference is CM Punk might have his reasons. You're just talking out of your asshole.
No, I don't. I got big lips. I don't talk all my ass.
Yes, you do. Do I gotta sing it? Feel them sing, yeah. You got bigger lips than Jay-Z.
Yeah, I just wish I had Beyonce. But unfortunately, I never get no girls because I'm a virgin.
You know what, Clinton? You know what your job could be? I can give you a job. I'll tell you what the job can be. You can polish my dick until it shines. How about that?
Ooh, that would be lovely.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I'm a cocksucker. I do the CM
Holy
Punk,
shit,
so.
On an ice cream sandwich, what in the blue hell are you saying? What is wrong with you? You think I'd let you polish my cock? I wouldn't let you come anywhere near my beautiful genitals.
Oh, come on. After I do something to you, you're going to love CM Punk too.
Okay, that's awesome. That's just awesome. Hey, CM Punk, if you're listening, get well soon, brother. Or whatever the fuck you're doing, I don't know. If you're coming back. I honestly doubt that you're coming back at Payback because there's some stupid rumor that only started because it's going to be in your hometown,
he
Chicago. But if you're
banging AJ Lee, he should be banging me. I'm his number one fan.
I know, but the thing is, you have a penis. Wait a minute. No, you don't. And if you do, it's probably small as hell.
Yeah, girls tell me that all the time. Every time I try to get some, they just turn me away.
You couldn't even satisfy a roach.
Yeah, it's a little like a roach. It's about 2 inches.
No, actually, you couldn't satisfy a flea.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I know I'm right.
I guess the only action I got was sucking on my mom's titties.
As a matter of fact, yeah, you do. And are you in any way related to this D'Angelo, what's his name, Cena, hater, pro wrestler, know-it-all, wannabe type guy?
Oh, the guy that thinks he can wrestle? No.
You mean the guy with no personality?
Well, if you want to know the truth about him, he don't have a personality. He just got one-track mind and missed the Attitude Era. Just like me.
That's probably why he never made it as a wrestler.
Nope, he did not.
I don't give a... How fucking amazing. Now, why don't you comment on this, Miss Rainey? Rainey. What'd you hear?
I heard really nothing.
Yeah, I know, right? You're hearing nothing because that's what that's what he is, nothing.
Hey, come on. But then again, Rainey, if you try my 2 inches, you would be satisfied forever.
Have you seen Rainey?
Yeah, I took out her pictures.
Do you whack off to her pictures?
Yep, California.
What? I didn't mean to put you out there.
Yeah, I'm already been put out there. I ride, bitch, repeat, and leave.
Probably.
I do it
yeah,
in college.
And with that being said, we're not even live anymore. We are off the air, you fat bastard.
Hey. And give me the phone. Give me the phone, you faggot. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Give me this phone, you faggot. I apologize to all the gay people out there who might listen to this. I don't have anything against gay people at all. That wasn't me. They used the faggot term, so, yeah. And I'm sure he apologized.
I don't either, but that Clinton just a doofus. I just have to get back the phone before he ends up doing something worse.
Did his 2 inches get off? Did he get it up? No, he probably didn't get it up. Anyway.
Probably couldn't. Bunny mad because he had won the series. Talking about they cheating. I still can't believe he sent that picture to me, though. What was the point off of that? Rise above Cena.
CM Punk ain't too stupid. He hates you, you stupid fuck.
And I told, and my, like, messes him back was like, you know he's not coming back, right? He didn't say nothing after, he read it, but he didn't say nothing after that.
No, yeah, of course he didn't. Little piss man. Hey, are you listening? No, wait, you're probably not listening right now because it's just not live. But you will be listening later, I guess. Feel like it.
Probably will be. You probably just wait on it.
If you're not scared, if he's not too scared of being humiliated, like the bitch that he is, he's already been humiliated 2 times already.
I was just saying, you can just
you
look
it,
at the old shows of the Smarks List.
Yeah, if you got one for entertainment, they go back and look at past shows, and they happen to be in the month of April, okay? They are last month's episodes. Go back and watch them. He was not given a good treatment because I don't treat a lot of wrestling fans good at all. And I barely even treat the ones that I do talk to good.
But check this out.
Oh, hi.
That, D'Angelo Nash character. I had my runs in with him and nearly almost fought the dude.
D'Angelo? What do you mean?
No, the dude I posted on there and told you what he said.
Oh, you almost fought him physically?
Yeah.
Well, shit, man. Say something for me. I want to come down there and beat up a Smart.
God. And that was the reason why I didn't watch the main event at WrestleMania 28.
Mm-hmm. He is so... so bitter, isn't he?
Yeah, just say he arrived, bitch, complain, and leave. And start a fight, too.
He's a failed pro wrestling experiment, according to you.
Dude couldn't even hack it when he was doing the training. Because I helped him out, like, trying to get training with some feds or whatever. Couldn't even last a couple of weeks.
So he couldn't, he's saying he couldn't act?
Right.
So in other words, he had no personality.
No, he had a personality, being a dumbass.
Okay, well, that'll get him so far. That'll get him some real good publicity, because everybody will know him as a dumb fuck. But,
like,
could he... did he try to go off of the basing everything off of moves, spots, and holds? Is that what he thought was going to get him to the top?
Yeah, because it says right here, John Cena sucks. No, I'm not hating. Oh, yes, you are. Just saying facts. Fact one, Cena had never made it into the 90s. Dude was like in his teens in the 90s. Like, seriously? Fact two, he really has no skills in the ring. How would you know? You couldn't even hack it in the ring. Like, seriously?
How the fuck would you know? He sucks. His ass probably
yeah, he probably would never had no classic match anyway. But and of course, he said, fact three, he has no classic matches.
Let's see. I remember a real good match. From WrestleMania 23 with a guy by the name of HBK Shawn Michaels.
Right. Plus the classic matches he had with CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, Triple H. Who else? The ECW One Night Stand with Rob Van Dam. That was a good one.
He must be really, really bitter.
He must be really bitter because he never
made it in the wrestling business, so you're going to blame Cena for that? Cena is at the top of his game. He's where you want to be.
I think that's
John
a part
Cena
of it.
John Cena is a 37-year-old man making a name for himself and making money in the wrestling business, and he's at the top of his game and at the top of the world in the business. You're some 19, 20-year-old, 20-something-year-old dumb fuck who probably wants him dead.
That lived with his grandma.
Say what?
That lived with his grandma.
And you live, he lives with his grandma. Okay, so I was just talking about on the show that 9 times out of 10, the reason that he did not make it in the wrestling business, because I could already tell what his logic was from what you posted. His logic is moves, holds, submissions, and all that crap. That's what's going to win a crowd over. No, that's not what's going to win your crowd over. What about you is going to put asses in those seats?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have about you that's going to make people give a shit about you or make people want to see you? Huh?
Absolutely nothing but his mouth.
Well,
want to be a rapper,
too, but at the same time, you probably can't use it. Like, what do I have about me that makes people want to listen to this radio show? Hmm? You gotta have a goddamn personality, bitch. Much like what I'm displaying right now, you dumbass. Okay, it's like when you see The Longest Yard, right?
Yep.
And let's go back to that scene with Adam Sandler and Brucey. Brucey is the smart mark. Adam Sandler is the actual pro wrestler. Okay, now listen to this. Now, how does this sound? Listen, I'm going to reenact the scene right now. For those of you who don't know, my name is Paul Crew. I am going to be your coach and your quarterback, and yes. You haven't played football in 5 years. I want to be quarterback. How come I can't be quarterback? Yeah, you're right. Let's see. Let's see what you got. Toss the ball to him. Hit me, I'm open. Come on. Tosses the ball back at Adam Sandler, misses him. That's why. Now sit down and shut up.
Yeah, that was a good scene. And the truth.
That's like a smart mark saying to Vince McMahon or one of his trainers or somebody saying, you're an old man. You should retire. How come I can't win wrestling? Huh? You're right, son. You're right. Come on. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you got.
Then a week later, they go bankrupt because of the show they did.
Tell me, okay, fine. Let's listen to your opinions, okay? How would you book professional wrestling? How would you book my company? First and foremost, I would have John Cena fired, and I would have I would have Curt Hawkins as WWE champion. That's why you can't run this company. Now sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
I compare that scene. As a matter of fact, that will be really something good to post on the IWC Logic page.
Yeah, you know the actor Craig Robinson, right?
I think so.
Of course, he does the Office shows, and of course, he was on a couple of Seth Rogen's movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like.
Dickhead. Man. Well, with that being said, let's go ahead and cut this short because I don't want to lose up all my minutes. Because I do have minutes on my phone. But let's go ahead and end this with one final huge subject. WWE Payback, Chicago, Illinois. This CM Punk rumor.
Oh, my God.
What did you expect, seriously?
Just end it as that. Like, just give up. He's not going to come back.
Maybe he will, maybe he won't. Who knows? But I do know that 9 times out of 10, he may not be coming back. This is just some dumb rumor that just got started because the fans are getting overly excited because the fucking pay-per-view is in his goddamn hometown.
Just like Paul came out to his music.
I laughed my ass off when that happened too.
I know, right?
That was so damn funny. So this goes to show you, in the internet wrestling community and wrestling fans in general, you can't slick the slicker.
I hope they do something like that again, just to mess with them.
Yeah.
I hope they do.
If Daniel Bryan have a match with Kane, then you have his music playing. Then nobody shows up.
And Daniel Bryan
Kane was just looking like, what? Or something in that nature.
Yeah. How's it feel? How's it feel, Smart Marks? You just said you can't be worked. Guess what? You're being worked right now, you dumb fuck. Now, with that being said,
too.
I would like to thank everybody for listening to the overtime portion of this show. I would like to thank Marshall for coming on. I would like to thank Rainey for helping out. And with that being said, I'm going to let all the Smart Marks on the fucking internet get back to masturbating to their 8 windows of gay porn on the internet.
Into China.
With their lotion in. Yep, and living in their mommy's basement. And you guys probably have crabs too, but because you probably fuck an ugly bitch, but anyway.
Or HIV.
This is... Well, shit, they're going to die.
That'd be a good thing. No, I'm just kidding.
Probably.
I don't want nobody to die. I just want them to suffer. That'd be a good thing.
Shut the fuck up. And with that being said, Rainey, you better say your goodbye because I'm about to hang up this fucking phone. Stop looking at Wade Barrett.
Good night, and no, I was not.
Of course you were. And stop looking at S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hey, now, I can't say
that. Roman Reigns.
And Roman Reigns. And Randy Orton. And Dean Ambrose. And Heels are the best thing in the world, okay? See? And that goes out to Miss I Love Heels right there. Yeah, just gave you another shout-out, which are a logical laugh. Anyway, I'm getting the fuck off this phone, and I'm going to watch my Royal Rumble 2012 DVD again.
Yeah, I need to start watching my DVDs I got recently.
How many did you get this time?
Only got 3.
Did you order them offline?
Yes. And no.
Yeah, it works. Anyway, I'm fucking out of here.
All right, you guys, good night. And don't forget to check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com, to check out the shows that's going on WFSO Radio Network. And don't forget to listen to this show this Thursday and every Thursday.
And don't forget not to piss me off.
That shirt will get done soon enough, I swear to God.
I have so many catchphrases, or a few catchphrases that you can use, and I hope these T-shirts sell. Because, number one, I would appreciate the notoriety, and number two, I could use the money, the extra money.
Yeah, if you can find a shirt company to do it, we on the road.
With that, you stupid sons of bitches, I'm out of here, and no, I'm not a nice person to wrestling fans, and maybe I am a nice person to these people, but who fucking cares? I love you. Peace. Good night. Don't get used to hear me
say
very often.